A Journey of Progress and Innovation, the 2024 State of the City Address by Mayor Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez. Texas Border Business. The 2024 State of the City Address by FAR Mayor Dr. Ambrosio Hernandez was a comprehensive and uplifting report, showcasing the city's remarkable journey of progress and innovation. The mayor's speech, rich in gratitude and vision, not only celebrated FAR's achievements under his leadership but also set a forward-thinking tone for the future. In his address, Mayor Hernandez acknowledged the contributions of his colleagues, family, and sponsors, emphasizing the city's reliance on sponsor funding which benefits local community organizations. This approach highlights FAR's dedication to supporting and nurturing its community spirit, showing its strong civic engagement and commitment to collective welfare. Mark Anthony Lewis' attainment of the National Title Professional, NTP, designation is a commendable milestone in his career. This prestigious recognition by the American Land Title Association and the NTP Council highlights his proficiency, experience, and commitment in the field of land title. Starting his career in 2015, Mark has demonstrated a broad range of expertise in various aspects of title insurance, including residential and commercial transactions, which proves his dedication and skill. His rise to Vice President of Operations at Edwards Abstract and Title Company, along with his role on the Edwards Executive Committee, reflects his leadership abilities and forward-thinking approach, especially in terms of technological advancements in the industry. More in this issue. Roel Villanueva, a state farm agent and board member of the Mercedes Economic Development Corporation, realized a lifelong dream with the recent opening of Killer V Fireworks and Pyrotechnics in Mercedes. His new fireworks warehouse, located just north of Expressway 83, combines his childhood interest in pyrotechnics with his desire to contribute to the community he calls home. While Villanueva operates his insurance business in FAR, his heart remains in Mercedes, his hometown, where he has now successfully merged his professional pursuits with his personal passion. The grand opening on December 20, 2023, marked a significant milestone in this endeavor. More inside. In this latest edition of Texas Border Business, we're excited to share a significant development in environmental and economic progress for Texas. U.S. Congressman Henry Cuellar, Ph.D., Texas 28, and the Department of Interior have announced a substantial federal funding package of nearly $80 million, aimed at plugging orphaned wells across the state. This initiative, funded by the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, IIJA, and overseen by the Texas Railroad Commission, promises to drive economic growth by creating numerous well-paying jobs. More importantly, it addresses the critical environmental and health hazards posed by methane emissions from these abandoned oil and gas wells. This funding is part of a broader effort, with Texas expected to receive over $320 million for such initiatives, focusing on mitigating methane emissions, safeguarding water quality, and prioritizing low-income areas. This announcement marks a pivotal step in revitalizing South Texas communities. More details inside. In this issue, we're thrilled to highlight the return of Edinburgh's most anticipated event, the 55th Annual Fiesta Edinburgh, brought to you by the Edinburgh Chamber of Commerce. The event is from February 29 to March 3. Get ready to immerse yourself in the rich culture and lively atmosphere that defines Edinburgh. This year's Fiesta Edinburgh promises an even grander celebration, filled with exceptional live entertainment, a wide array of delicious food options, an assortment of vendors, and the exhilarating heart of America Carnival. Enjoy!